Welcome back to part two of the Salty Sessions on Candy Teeth Radio. We're joining Jeff Wieg, Jeremy Gregory, and Taylor Woodruff at the in-house bar called Salty's.
Oh, you guys, that's the, if you want, I'm sure we'd love a Candy Teeth or an individualized, that's the guest book.
Yeah.
In the Salty's log.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. People from across the globe have signed it. Yeah, no, it's not a big deal.
I love doing this.
Yeah, we got some random doodles hidden in the Salty's log, too. That's tape head.
Oh, I want my glasses to grow out of my forehead so I can just pull them down. Just grow out. You push, you like think about it, and then they go zoom, and then you push them down.
If you could wish for anything, though, wouldn't you just wish for better eyes? Like, that seems like a lot of work to wish for that fantasy extendo glasses.
I don't know.
It seems like if that's a possibility, I'd just be like, shit, man, give me better eyes.
Permanent 2020 vision.
The whole accessory.
I feel like you'd section. You have a whole life set up, though. Like, you're the glasses that grow out of your forehead, dude.
If you are that guy, I think you have a whole life set up.
That's what I'm saying. So, it's like a choice you're making. Like, do you just want your eyes fixed, or do you want the fame and fortune of being the glasses grow out of my forehead guy?
This sounds like the most mundane X-Men ever.
Yeah. I want to make
the most,
that,
like, Seinfeld version.
X-Men
movie where, like, life just sucks. And, like, you have a power that is no good for shit. You're not going to save anyone.
So no, like, just, like, you're just gonna see, like, read.
You can read stuff when you need to, and you forgot your glasses. It's painful, but you can still push lenses out of your forehead and read. And there's a whole group of these misfits that have powers that just aren't cool. They're not exciting. They can't fly. Can't blow shit up. They can't fight.
Dude, if I concentrate real hard during a stressful situation or I need to help somebody, my fingernails just grow.
Yeah, just
at
gross.
A crazy rate. In circles. In
spiral, yeah. They're always gross, long fingernails.
Don't fall off the cliff!
They don't grow out all straight like cool claws. You can't claw shit. They're just all like scaly and
useless.
Yeah, you can't actually use your hands anymore.
That baby in the carriage!
It's rolling down the hill!
Yeah, social anxiety, man. His fingernails grow real fast in every situation.
Oh, shit. One more seat on the bus.
Pinocchio doesn't got shit on that.
Oh, that comic book would be so dry. It's like in real time.
Over and over.
So, you know, there's step like three pages of him driving to work because it's like a four-hour commute. So it's like a lot of panels of him with different colored cars in the background. And, like, every now and again, like, he's scratching his face, or, like...
We call it rubbing it, though, I think, because it's circles. He's just, like...
Well, he's probably cool if he's just driving. He's not stressed out.
Oh, no, like, somebody cuts him off. Yeah,
it's like he hasn't even gotten to work yet, so he's not in superhero mode. He's just a normal guy. I like driving to work.
Fingernails and a cape. Bro.
Yes, but, like, jeans and, like, a polo t-shirt.
Yeah.
Tucked in. Brown leather shoes.
Don't worry, everybody!
I'm thinking a braided leather belt.
Yes.
That you can notch anywhere, you know? Do you guys remember those?
Yep. Yes.
I had those as part of school uniform.
Oh, wow.
Is there a wear uniform?
Yeah.
No.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, man. You're lucky, Jeremy.
No. For Awanas.
Sucked.
I wore a uniform for Awanas.
For what?
Awanas.
What's Awanas?
It was like Boy Scouts for some other weird religion.
Okay. I was going to say, it sounds like an off-brand Boy Scouts.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
I learned a bunch of Bible verses and stuff like that, so I was the explorer of the
That's years. Less exciting
yeah.
than, like, I was thinking, like, yeah. starting fires and carving arrows
and shooting
trees. Like,
we carve soap.
We carve crosses in it and leave them under people's windshield. I don't know why you're Irish in this scenario, but,
we finish our homework early. My candlelight.
Just whistling through the parking lot.
And then we carve bar after bar of
Irish spring.
Rich ivory soap. Oh, it's wonderful.
All right. I need to draw on this book.
Yes, do it.
What's happening, Candy Teeth?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and after you draw on the book, we were going to look up recipes.
Recipes for what?
Drinks.
Ooh, let's do that. That's what I was still trying to do.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You guys want to fucking fight a salty? Where's the bouncer? I don't see the bouncer. Fight a
salty.
Dude, this is like, it's like a quick one. It's like there's already people breaking it up in around the walls.
Yeah. Have you ever had a run in with a bouncer?
Have you ever, no.
Like tossed out of a bar or like yelled at?
I've never, no, I was always friends with the bouncers. Yeah. If I got into weird shit, I was like back in the bar.
You were always like, that dude's cool, he's got my back. Like,
yeah.
It was me.
That's why I'm fighting. With yeah. You were a bouncer for a while, weren't you?
I was just going to say, it's weird, yeah, like I've been on sort of, like I haven't been in any fights, so it's cool, but yeah. And I wasn't even like a bouncer, like I call it doormanning. You know, yeah. It was like really relatively tame bars. It was not like a club that I was like wearing a real tight black t-shirt with like an earpiece in front of.
Wasn't it
strapped with like a Bowie knife?
Yeah, you're not on the list, man.
Yeah, it was definitely not that. Or at least I definitely, if they wanted it to be that, that's not what they got when they hired me.
Wasn't that the Crown Bar?
Yeah. The Crown Bar for a while, and then I worked at Magoo's for a little bit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I still can't believe anyone like let me do that job. Like, all right, you're in charge of checking people's IDs and telling people they can't come in. It's like the thing I kind of hate the most, you know. Like I'm not a power trip kind of. I can't get into that.
Yeah,
it doesn't do it for me, so it sucks.
And it's like set up for that.
Yeah,
You have to tell people.
You can't be nice to people and tell them not to come in the bar. Like drunk people don't hear
no
pleasantness.
Sorry, man, you can't come in.
They hear
yeah,
no.
They don't. They just hear like, oh sure, bud. Like we're going in. Until it's like, no, you're not coming in, and then they hear. You can't fucking get past me, bro.
It's
a challenge.
Yeah.
So that's what I learned is, like, just don't challenge people. Just try to be their friend. You know, like, if people had to leave, you can get, like, the nod from a bartender. Like, hey, that dude's kind of, like, just fucked up. You look over and they're like, oh, that person's a mess. Yeah.
Right.
You just, like, you could walk over and be like, hey, man, you need to get out. And, like, I feel like 9 times out of 10, that guy's going to be like, fucking make me.
Yeah.
Or you could go over there and be like, hey, dude. Come with me and get some air. I got a glass of water for you. I'm going to, like, help you out, basically.
Yeah.
I got your back, man. Like, we're good.
Now you're outside.
You're good, bud, but, like, come check this out outside. It's cool, man. It's fresh air. You're going to dig it. Come check this thing out. And then you go outside, and then you go back inside, and you close the door.
That's it.
And you're like, you're done. Well, I mean, it's different if they're with people, but generally, like, people that kind of lose their shit are at some point stranded from their group or for these very reasons don't have a group because they get weird. Yeah, and it sucks, but, like, it's, I don't know, it's easier just trying to, like, be nice to people, get them outside and close the door and lock it, and, like, you know, but yelling at people just, oh, sucks.
Yeah.
It's a weird job. It's like being sober. It's like getting paid to be sober at a party.
Yeah, that's weird. You know, like you're, not fun.
You're not actually working, you're not making drinks, you know, you're not, like, I liked it so much better when I started serving at the bar. Like, it's way more fun, like, pouring beers and, like, running food at tables and, like, talking to people.
Right.
But, like, when you're working the door and you're just standing there, like, you can help the rest of the guys, like, bust tables and shit. But even in between that, you're just, like, standing in front of, like, you're at the door, you're in front of a bar. You're either out front or just standing inside. Like, just it feels inside. Like you're getting paid to loiter.
Yeah. Like, aren't I blocking a fire exit or something?
Yeah, you just feel kind of in the way. And it was weird. It was a really strange, like, social thing to adjust to, like, all right, like, I got a 4-hour shift of just standing at the front of a bar.
Nice.
Dude, he was all over. I remember him in the bathroom at the Crown Bar.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of bathrooms.
And this guy got passed.
He gets drunk.
And shows up all over the place?
Yeah, he gets around at night.
That's funny.
Back in the days. Dude, I went to this gas station. I used to work delivering flowers to flower shops at night.
Dude, wait. You delivered flowers to flower shops?
I mean, they need flowers too. At night. Too.
Yeah. So you were a part of a flower growing operation then? Like you picked them up from the people that grew flowers.
Yeah, we were the wholesaler.
And you distributed to flower retailers.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
At night, when they're not there.
That's extra weird.
Yeah.
Would you like stock displays and shit or just drop them off?
No, you just put them in the cooler. Nice. Put these boxes in the cooler. Yeah. That's all you do is drive around.
Just like warehouse.
Cooler. Yeah. And eat their candy.
Nice. Take like little reception bowls.
Dude, every one of them.
Anywhere that's yeah. Open drawers so on desks and shit, looking for candy bars.
Yeah. Just every night, every place, yep. Just eating candy.
Yep. No, candy's great.
Yeah.
That's but, one of the perks of adulthood.
But what's my point? I'm back at this no point again. I'm
telling you, man, Salty's.
Holy shit, Salty's.
It's the Bermuda Triangle of boom, ideas. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Yeah. You're in this just box.
Poking around.
You're in this box, and all of a sudden the walls are like. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. They're just going to shift your point of focus completely.
I like that. Wow. I was talking about the flower thing for a reason. Driving. Oh, Headless Dude. Headless Dude showing up around. In the bathroom.
Yeah.
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 So. I would go get gas after work, which is like 3 o'clock in the morning, around then, and nobody's anywhere, and I would go to the gas station that's right below work, and I would draw Headless Dude on something, you know, like while it's filling up on the gas pump, or whatever.
Like draw it right on the pump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Headless Dude, he's like waving, you know, out of the hole.
Yeah.
And then,
he's the most non-offensive graffiti ever. It's like yeah. Super friendly.
Totally.
Hey! It's all good, what's up?
So... I come back the next day after that. After I draw him on there. I come back the next day. It's erased. So I'm like, I draw him like, what's up? You know, on yeah. The same spot. And then I come back and it's erased. So I draw him on every single thing on the whole gas station. Uh-huh. Like all the pumps, all the
and no one came out?
Little walls.
You did it like it
oh, no. This is nobody. This is a
like 3 a.m.
commercial,
yeah.
Commercial vehicle gas station.
Gotcha.
Like you put a card in.
Yeah.
And so, I draw it on every single thing, right? Uh-huh. I'm there for like 40 minutes or something, just drawing Headless Dude on everything. Yeah. And then the next day, my boss is like, can you stop drawing on stuff at the gas station? Because they called and they're like, can you stop drawing on stuff at the gas station? On every single thing?
That's really like yeah, wonderful cool. Simple, though, at the yeah. End of all of it. Like, uh-huh. I'm not trying to sue you, like...
I'm trying to put you in jail for graffiti.
Like, I'm just going to call it straight up ass, dude. It's awkward, but, like, hopefully it makes you feel weird about it. Like, just, hey, man, can you stop? Like,
it's so random.
Yeah, I guess too. Now that you ask and, like, I realize you're a human, like, it seems reasonable to stop fucking with you. I appreciate you calling.
It's like... Yeah, this is blah 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 florist. Yeah, this is Cliff at AM/PM.
Tired of cleaning
listen,
up your shit.
I know you're probably not expecting any calls like this, but you have an employee who is drawing pictures on everything.
So then I just draw a Headless Dude with a thumbs up. Like, yeah, man.
Shit's all good.
We're good.
Commission a billboard across the street though that's totally legal. You don't draw it on their shit, but they just see it every day.
Headless Dude.
You could change it depending on your mood.
Headless Dude? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, graffiti is so funny, man. It's such an interesting, like...
It's interesting. I love it.
Vague concept.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's a... Like, a picture, like a doodle, a word, or like... So many or things. Like a slur, you know, or yeah. A swastika, or like...
Yeah.
Some bathroom stall grossness. Or love. Yeah. Well, I wasn't going there, but yeah, or love.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hearts, people's initials.
Oh, cards. Yeah.
You know, like, that's never, like... I don't know, people don't make a big hubbub about people carving their initials in a heart in, like, a beautiful old tree or a city picnic bench. But, like, yeah, a little bit of paint on the wall. Holy shit, man, it's gang activity.
Yeah, like, yeah.
So many people are real comfortable with it.
It's funny.
That's so weird.
It's really fun
hearts,
to watch.
Hearts and initials, that's fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's... We all fall in love.
Yeah.
But we're not all in gangs.
So, will you marry me, Denise? Oh, no. Shit, honey. There goes the property tax.
Some dirty romantics moved into the neighborhood.
I told you.
Falling in love and shit their liability. Property values are skyrocketing down.
That's awesome.
So, we were talking about a drink, and then you guys had
where'd the fuck go?
You're looking at it.
Oh, I drew it, and then I thought it was a different book.
Yeah, that's the power of the Salty Vlogs. It's all things.
And I thought about it, honestly, and I was like, oh, where'd that book go? Ooh, nice. Damn it, now I gotta draw more. That was tight.
All right, here we are into the drink section.
You guys need the salty songs.
Oh, we got salty songs.
Salties. Oh, at salties.
This sir, is the menu.
Come to...
Except that, like, you know, a whole bunch of stuff's not there.
Sorry.
Don't draw.
That was just a thought. Like, a thought. Look at this. I'm just gonna go like this. That'll work. You guys gotta start drawing bigger. We call it writing. You guys call it writing.
I always thought that was funny, the difference between drawing and writing. I like telling people, like, I'm an art student, so I'm actually illiterate. I never learned to read. I just, like, recognize symbols really well.
That's the way my real brain is.
Like, essentially, that is reading, is just recognizing little symbols. You know, if you look at it that way.
Yeah.
But my brain blocks out words. It's like, no. What's the picture of? Oh, nice. That's not nice when you're, like, by yourself trying to catch a buzz.
So I got some Salty's music lined up.
Bailey's coffee, California iced tea, the ambassador. What's up with that? One parts
rum.
Oh, I like rum.
It's like one part limeade, one part ginger beer.
Ooh, you don't have ginger beer. Yeah, no.
That's why it's not a real menu.
Yeah, I gotcha. That one sounds good though.
There's a lot of good drinks in there. Some of them I can make.
2 parts whiskey, 1 part cream de menthe. Oh. Light whiskey and what was that say?
Extinguish.
Oh, you light it. Light the whiskey.
Yeah, like a fire
extinguish
drink.
It.
Yeah.
Dude, the fire drink.
You guys been to the Cabana? Tacoma Cabana?
Yeah.
They got drinks on fire there. Yeah. It's great. I like it. It's expensive, but it's great.
Yeah.
Rum drinks are expensive.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Awesome. They're awesome.
That's the weird thing about, like, Sean, like, going out to bars with Sean after having our weird, like, test bar to make drinks.
Yeah.
We're real judgmental of, like, other bars. Even though we don't have a real bar, but we go out and we're looking around, we're like, this is a fucking mint julep, are you kidding me? Like,
dude, that could be in my back room right now.
It's like, yeah, we could have made this better, and, like, we're us, like, we suck. Like, we're not bar professionals. Like, no way we should make a better mint julep than you. It's awful. We wanted to go to Tacoma Cabana for Sean's birthday, and they were closed.
Oh!
Just because they're a cool, small company, so they get to choose when they're open shit, and they weren't open that day.
Yeah.
So Sean and I decided, fuck it, we'll make our own rum drinks.
Oh,
which,
here.
If you've ever made rum drinks, or drink rum drinks, they have a lot of rum and a lot of different mixers.
Yeah.
So we just went and spent way too much fucking money at the liquor store on a whole bunch of rums and mixers and had
rum drinks.
It was awesome.
That's fun.
Let's do a rum drink. Yeah, dude, we'll do one.
But is there something to mix with it? What do we do?
I'm going to have everything to make probably a proper Mai Tai.
Ooh.
I believe.
This is awesome. Salty's is awesome.
It's the best bar in town.
Wow, that you don't know about.
And you can't go to.
And you can't go to. It's awesome. Alright.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to give Pete your glasses before he
leaves
Salty's
for first. No, your glasses. That's not a thing.
No, I need to see all the time.
Oh, shit. And plus, I just need dizzy on yours, huh?
Yeah, you don't want to wear my glasses.
God damn glasses, man! Oh,
I don't want to forget B-Boy.
That told me I'll be out. Just get Salty's. Hey, where the fuck's B-Boy? He's supposed to be in L.A. at this opening. He said Salty's, man. He got caught up. That's how Tacoma is.
Him and that skeleton really hit it off.
That's the difference.
Yeah, they say they got a good relationship going.
I love Salty's. I love Salty's.
Yeah, some of the slogans of Salty's, we have a couple.
Oh, nice.
We pour them stiffer. It's one of our classic slogans.
What was it?
We pour them stiffer.
Oh, we pour them stiffer.
Salty's, the original was we pour them stiff.
Yeah.
That's all we decided.
Stiffer.
We pour them stiffer.
Yeah.
Another classic, never a line, always a wait. Slow drinks. Very amateur bartenders. No idea what they're doing. Sometimes the drinks are good.
Sometimes.
That's another Salty slogan. Sometimes the drinks are good.
Yeah.
Depends how drunk your bartender is.
We pour them stiffer. Salties. We pour them stiffer. Dude, I might be making a Defiant Goldfish for the new Goldfish bar.
Ooh. They want, like, a... that what they told you?
Character.
That's the job?
Yeah.
Is a Defiant Goldfish?
Yeah.
Like a standoffish goldfish? Like
he doesn't do what you tell him?
Nah. He doesn't give a shit kind of goldfish?
Nah, dude, rules ain't shit.
Like, hey, goldfish, come over here. Fuck you.
There's naked people. There's naked people. Let's look at them.
No, they aren't.
Salties is dope. That's naked? That's a naked person?
Oh, up there?
I think it's a dude, though.
There's That's not even. That's like a frosted window. There's actually like a window over there. This couple.
There's two just, people. Like, turn look, their it's light two on. People.
We used to have like crystal clear naked people across the way, dude. That's
you're
like,
all this frosty glass.
It sucked, man. I was sitting right where Jeff was sitting, looking towards Sean was behind the bar.
In the shower.
And I saw behind my shoulder like a light on and someone walking around and I was like, that's weird. So I was like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm gonna just stare at the back of the bar.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to Sean.
That's too weird.
And I just see this look come over Sean's face.
Uh huh.
And I kind of know what happened, so I just looked at him and I go, did you see a dick, dude? And he just looks at me frustrated.
He saw a dick?
Yeah, dude. Sucks, man. Can't even hang on my own bar without seeing a stranger's wiener.
Out the window.
Actually,
there.
I don't know if you said
weeder.
But
this is fucking awesome.
Jeremy, what are you doing?
I think you're enjoying
I'm filming, Jeremy.
It's
I'm filming naked people brushing their teeth.
You don't even know if they're naked, man.
This is from Salty. No.
They could have pajama pants on.
They might have a full...
They might hear us yelling.
They might have a full... That's. I think this is okay. I think everything's going to be all right. I think there's no charge.
All right, I actually do have everything I think to make a mind type for you. So
that would be perfect.
So I will do that.
Oh, they're fucking. See, I told you. Sure. I made both you guys look. No, that was the funny part.
Well, how are you gonna not look?
I know.
From the
this is something you had. Martin
Denny class, eh?
Yeah.
I really like listen to a lot of Martin Denny.
Martin Denny, 1957, Exotica. I love it. It's really good for the background.
It's really weird, like, white people music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a lot of ways, you know, like, especially, like, Exotica is, like, definitely, like, commercialized, like, very Hollywood, like, yeah. Motion picture soundtrack version of very, like, tribal, like, primitive, other culture-y, like, it's a strange musical genre. It's always a white dude with thick frame glasses that makes this, like, really cool, like, groovy, jazzy jungle music. Are.
Dun, dun, dun. Look how many there are.
There's always a lot of like bird noises.
Yeah.
Monkey sounds in the background, and it's always like some guy had to record that, like standing in a sound booth.
I love it. I love it. I would love doing that.
What a great job. Like, I was on Martin Denny's, like 1957 Exotica. I was actually on track 3. I was the gorilla. Oh, is this the cover?
Yeah, the cover, the Ice Ice Baby
volume
by Marty Ray, the Marty Ray Project.
All right, stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new adventure something. Grabs a hold of me tightly, flowing like an awful. Daily and nightly, will it ever stop, y'all? I don't know. Turn off the lights, and I'll go to the extreme. I rock a mic like a band, light up the stage and wax a chalk like a candle dance. Caress the speaker that booms, I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best, it's a felony. Love it to leave it to better gain weight. Better hit fools out of kid, don't play. If it was a problem, I would solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. I go vanilla ice, go vanilla ice, ice baby. Oh, ice, ice baby. Yeah, ice. Vanilla ice, ice, baby. Oh, ice, ice, baby. And now the party is jumping with the bass kicked in. Fingers all pumping, quick to the point, no faking. Burning MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning up, if you're not quick and nimble, you're crazy when I hear that cymbal. I am. With the suits up tempo, I'm on a roll. It's time to go solo, rolling.
in my 5.0 with the rack top down so my beard can grow. If it was a problem, I would solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ revolves it. Eyes, vanilla eyes. Vanilla ice, ice, baby. Cold ice, ice, baby. Oh, ice. Vanilla ice. Vanilla ice, ice, baby. Oh, ice, ice, baby. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back. My brand new invention, something. Grabs a hold of me tightly, flowing like a harpoon, daily and nightly.
That was like more soulful than that song ever dessert was intended to hear. Yeah. Could have ever imagined.
It was the perfect length for the drink.
That reminds me of like the, what's his name, Iz? With the ukulele.
Oh, and he does a bunch of
Rainbow. Like that was like a really super famous, soulful, big dude singing with a little guitar, covering a song.
God damn it! Now I gotta look it up. What do you say? Is
yeah. I'm surprised you never. I bet as soon as you play it, you'll be like, oh, that song. It's been like a million commercials, every movie ever.
Is you or is you ain't my baby?
No, that's not it.
Is there somewhere healthy? Is this love? Bob Marley lyric?
IZ.
Ooh, is. Oh, you meant is.
Is.
Yeah. Oops, not like that. Like this. Is. That's the is shit. Somewhere over the rainbow right there. Boom.
Yeah.
You weren't lying.
Nah.
Nah.
Oh, whoa. Nice.
Yeah.
That's a big dude.
He's a big dude. He's a big boy.
He has a little guitar. Goddamn. Looks like he has two guitars on the sides of his face.
Don't tell myself it. Picture that. That's too much.
The umbrella and everything.
Yeah. With the tattler in the background.
Look at that dude just float, not even swimming.
They call me boy.
It's okay.
The most relaxing song of all time.
Like a mule
Moscow Mule?
Yeah.
Yeah, Moscow Mules are good. We have a really bomb Salty's Moscow Mule.
Yeah.
Like chai vodka.
Yeah. We'll have to do another episode here, I think.
Yeah.
I think I have a new idea.
We gotta get Sean in on it.
I have a good idea. Oh, we're chasing Sean.
Yeah.
That's what
that's it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Sean, we're there again. Are you home? we're just in the bar.
That's what you want to come down. Stake out, and that's going to be episode 2. We're going to find out when Sean's usually home. We're parked across the street now. We've been here for 8 hours. I haven't seen any sign of Sean. We're not sure if he's home or if he's not. His car's home, but he can walk to work. So
people are typically gone from their house for 8 hours, you know, regularly.
Every
so
day.
Let's go get coffee.
It's one of those periods or what?
Dude, I'm so stoked that you just shared that with me. I'm going to chill with that.
Yeah, I'm surprised you... Yeah, he read some cool, relaxing music.
Oh, relaxing music.
But that was really nice, actually. Like,
yeah, if it were the bargain bin, that would be a travel pick.
Yeah.
And I'd have to read some awful paragraph about, like, the sounds of rich Polynesia and, like, timpani drums filling the air.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh my god, the stuff people wrote on the back of albums. Like the
1970s uh-huh.
or any decade
dude,
people trying to sell stuff like and you're real excited like oh my god you've never slept better than I actually got one of those albums. It was like Music for People Who Can't Sleep. That was like
Whoa.
The name of the album. It was from like 1976 or some shit.
Oh, I was gonna say, was it like Slayer or something?
No, it's like music designed to try
different.
To put you to sleep.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The opposite. But it was weird, like the back just super talks it up like imagine if you can, like an album so intense and pure that it will, like, set your busy mind at ease. You will soon travel, like, on an epic adventure to dreamland. Like, that was the
right.
prose of the
it's
album.
Just music.
Yeah, it's like, it's good music, like, it's alright. But yeah, like, the back was just, oh, it talked it up so hard.
Mm-hmm. They always do that.
I bought it for the back.
Mm-hmm.
I was like thinking about it, and then I read that, and I was like, "That's the cheesiest thing I've ever read."
Yeah, it's awesome.
Sold.
Yeah. The funny thing is that like they are trying to sell it to you, but like I never read the whole back of the thing.
Yeah.
Until like I've already like
bought the album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well, that's like the best part of it. You like save something for when you get home.
Read it while
I mean,
you're
listening
playing
to it.
Yeah. The other thing that's funny about it is that it's like the most, it's like the driest layout ever, always, every single
yeah.
time. It's like this black and white photo up in one corner or whatever.
Yep.
Or however they've got it. And then the rest is just like the tiniest print and like just
in
like
long sloppy paragraphs.
Five columns of it, you know.
Yep. It never ends.
And you're just like, yeah, you look at it and you're like, this looks like reading like the classifieds or something like that. Like, if they don't make it,
or when the back's
just
other albums you can buy from the same company,
that's
when there's
I know.
No info on the band you bought at all.
That's
like,
why
whatever,
I never
you
buy
already
that
bought
album.
It, sucker. Like, fuck you. We're not gonna tell you shit.
I
like,
never
just
buy those.
Buy another one. Yeah,
I hate that.
Well, I never buy those.
I don't.
I
buy
advertising.
I love it that you're like, no, I don't buy that.
No, because I want to read the shit on the back.
Right.
And like, if you're not telling me anything about the shit that's on the record, like, then
that's
you don't. There's nothing
listening.
Anything worth listening to on there.
Unless it's so good, they don't even have to try it. They're like, fuck you, man. I'm not even going to try to tell you how good
right.
this shit is, because you won't even get it. So here's some other albums we record.
Uh-huh. See, Blissful Paradise? That's the best one ever. You would never know.
You wouldn't get it, bro.
You wouldn't.
This album's too good for you. Put it back. If you're even reading the back, put it back.
No.
You can't handle it.
Nope.
You should already know.
You lost.
If you don't know, you can't handle this. You're not ready.
I also hate when they fool you and you pull.
Don't look inside.
You pull the record out and then the sleeve is the ads.
The actual, yeah.
Instead of more like the lyrics
secret
you were
ads.
Hoping for,
yeah.
you know, and
yeah.
then it's like, no.
And a whole extra pamphlet of ad space.
Uh-huh.
It's like, yes, paper, more information. No. Shit I can't buy.
Or it's joined,
especially when you
more
buy
more shit
now.
I can't buy.
It's
join
from
the 40 fan
years
club.
Ago. Yeah, it's from 40 all those fan club members are dead.
Yeah.
Like they're dead or they can't remember their own name, but you're not going
to
be a
right.
part of their fan
to
club.
To P.O. Box 6, Palo Alto, California.
Ooh, so what is this that you have pulled up here? Is this more covers?
Just one
know.
More. Let's do one.
I think I've never heard this cover and I'm excited to hear Is it what? Spock singing or is it Leonard Nimoy?
I think it's Leonard Nimoy. Okay. I think they just used the Spock picture.
Okay.
Is that a Spock picture? I can't see anything.
Or does he just have a picture? No, he's got regular ears. That's just Leonard Nimoy in a sweater.
See, that's how you tell the ears.
Yeah, that's, well, that's just him in a sweater.
So here's the deal, though. If you're that dude, like, you can never wear a V-neck sweater and a turtleneck, like, just in your regular life.
And act anymore. Like your ears without being are normal.
Spock, yeah.
Yeah, because you're wearing the costume. Like, I don't care what colors they are in a black and white photo.
I don't care about your ears.
It does look like Spock, yeah. It does.
But it's your ears, though.
It reads instantly as a Spock.
I care about the ears.
But let's hear what Spock. Let's hear.
You don't care about Spock's ears, dude? Come on.
He still looks like Spock without the ears.
But this is true.
And especially when you're just, like, me too. Wearing a V-neck sweater.
Yeah, I believe you. I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah.
But the ears do throw me off. It's like it's not, he's not in superpower mode.
Right. Super Saiyan.
He's Clark Kent. Yeah, he's Clark Kent right now. His ears haven't even changed yet. This should be a jam.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
Not anymore, but
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Can I get a cigarette?
No.
Just kidding, I'm kidding.
I find it very, very easy to be true.
It's definitely the whole thing. It's not bad, but it's definitely not.
I don't think he can follow Johnny Cash on it.
No, he's not doing anything like Spocky. He doesn't have a new approach with it.
He's not Vulcan death gripping anybody. It's just like
it. But here's, check it out. The name of the record is Spaced Out.
What? Is there a whole record?
It says From Spaced Out, MCA Universal 1970.
Yeah, I think Leonard Nimoy put out a whole album of covers.
Shatner has a bunch of records.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was doing it.
Everybody from Star Trek was doing it.
George Takei.
George Takei's ruling the internet.
Love George Takei. Yeah, I get it.
I feel like he's lord of the internet right now.
Yeah, I think it started a while ago too.
Like he's like, he's been doing it for like years. He's just like slowly.
He was good with it.
He's like trolling everybody, and like every good repost I see is like originally from him, or he's reposting.
Yep. I've seen
probably not originally. Like George Takei's not writing memes.
I get what you're saying.
He's
though.
Just like he's got a following because it's George Takei, so whatever he shares is gonna go out there.
And it's I like funny what he shit. Shares. It's all funny shit.
Good shit.
That's the thing.
That's a weird power to have, man. Whatever picture you share of someone, like a shit ton of people are gonna see. It.
But it's exciting.
They're just watching whatever you post.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's weird to see part of that. Good,
though, yeah.
You know. Instead of like to sell their product or whatever.
Yeah.
Product, you know?
Yeah, it's cool.
George Takei already sold his project, man. He's chilling.
Yeah, he's done.
He's chilling on that Star Trek money.
Dude, just that Star Trek checks. You see that check coming?
Every time he goes to Comic Con. Cha-ching. Dude, yeah. Tiki
Umbrella?
Bars. Tiki bars are like my favorite shit ever. Mm. I love a tiki bar. These glasses we got at, they say it on it. It's LA's oldest tiki bar. It's the Tonga Hut.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Southern California. It's just like this little like weird dive bar on the side of the road. It's just dark. The walls are painted black. A whole bunch of bamboo and shit. Weird fireplace. And the best fucking drinks ever.
Yeah!
I love tiki bars. Some low-key ukulele music in the background. Uh-huh. A bunch of nautical shit. Super cheesy. Like every tiki bar has the same kind of relative amount of
bamboo.
Like, cliche. Yeah. Yeah, there's like a minimum standard of gimmicks that you're allowed at a tiki bar that work really well.
Right.
Yeah, they're just great, man. Good atmosphere. That's Salty's 3. What's the next bar?
I want to make
a tiki bar. Ooh. I heard McMiniman's, man.
Yeah.
Snatching up all my ideas. I heard they're going to put a tiki bar down in the basement of the Elks Club. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I wanted to do. Because there's a pool down there. I wanted to have a floating little bar island that you like float out to. Mai Tai is like in the pool.
That was my idea. Yeah.
But I don't have the money. McMiniman's going to do a great job.
Let them do it. They got the money.
But if you're listening, McMiniman's, hire me. I'll just give you a tiki bar.
Exactly. From a tiki bar.
Jeremy will attest. I make a Mai Tai.
It's good. That's a good
Mai Tai. I wasn't even going to say good. I was just going to say, I make a Mai Tai. I make a Mai Tai.
That's it.
But it's cool and it's good. It's a bonus. I was just trying to make the drink.
Speaking of drinks, what was your first drink at a bar when you were growing up?
Growing up, or like my first drink at a bar?
Your first
like
drink at a bar, regardless.
Well, I guess my first drink at a bar was, I think, illegal. I think I was 21. I don't think I tried to go into a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't do that.
I don't think I even...
Me either.
Yeah, no, I didn't go to like Canada. I think it was 21. I had a drink in a bar, and I had an Irish car bomb.
That's how you started it?
Yeah, I had an Irish car bomb, and then like a beer, which I had an Irish death. Yeah. Really like stouts, and then bartender poured me like a birthday cake shot.
Nice,
because it was weird. It was with my parents, so I was like, I'm not getting rowdy or anything.
But right,
was, like,
you're just having your little thing.
He kind of was like, you could tell like this is probably his first fucking drink in a bar. Like, this guy fucking shots with his parents. Like, shit, he's not gonna order a shot. Like, but I'll pour him a shot. Uh huh. So it's cool. It was fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
Nothing too fancy. Mm-hmm.
It was fun. Mine was a whiskey sour, but it doesn't compare. To the one I just had.
Ooh, nice. A whiskey sour. Who were you with?
Yeah.
What was the situation?
You might have been there. It was my 21st birthday.
Oh, wait a minute. I was there. Did I live with you then?
Yes.
Yeah. It was at El Toro?
Yeah. And it's not there anymore.
The old El Toro that had the German shit.
The one that's now Mexico Magico?
No.
I don't know.
No?
No, it was El Toro. It was on K Street. And it was a... Bavarian?
It was, yeah, like a Bavarian restaurant or something.
It was a Bavarian restaurant.
Turned into a Bavarian restaurant?
No.
Nope. While it was El Toro, it was too many styles. I can't.
It's a Bavarian restaurant, and then that goes out of business. They have relief murals.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, what is it? It's like German warfare?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like super Bavarian.
Horses,
regals. Real regal.
Crazy shit. Castles.
Yeah. Like white stone.
Carved into wood.
Yeah. Oh, into wood.
It's all wood. And it's on every wall. Yeah. All around the whole place. It's awesome.
And then it turned into an El Toro.
Turned into an El Toro and didn't change it.
Yes.
I didn't change it.
No. Oh my God.
Don't look at that.
Speaking of lazy, man. El Guadalajara.
Yes.
They turned into...
The new
Lajuara,
thing.
They like took out two letters and like reopened as a new name. Yeah, it was El Guadalajara, and they turned into Guadalajara. They took like the L out and were like, "We're a new restaurant, it's a totally new thing." New
Ella was one of the owners.
Totally
new. L, we got rid of him.
Don't worry about that article; it's useless. What was your first drink?
First drink was a snake bite.
Snake bite? Is that like an apple cider?
That's right, boy. No, it ain't no apple cider. This is fucking snake venom. Yukon Jack. It's the worst thing ever. I just heard already. Somebody else talking about it or something.
Yeah, so you're like...
So I was like, that's the only drink. Yeah, it's a drink.
Yeah.
Snake bite. It stuck in my head.
Yeah.
So I just got some snake bites. I just drank snake bites the whole time. Yukon Jack. Some other shit that tastes horrible.
Yep.
And you just drink it.
It's funny. That snake bite reminded me of it. I totally lied. My first drink was... I'm a complete liar.
I love it.
I was in another country, and I did have a drink, a legal drink. Mm-hmm. I was 18. It was just after high school when I went to Peru.
Ah.
My grandfather. We took this trip, and we were going all around Peru, and like all of the hotels were rad. They'd give you like a complimentary coupon or even just a drink in your room, a pisco sour.
Yeah.
It's like their drink down there. It's like their version of like a whiskey sour. It's just made with pisco instead of whiskey, which is like a... Man, I think it's potato.
So I was going to ask you. Like, what is
but it's like a...
Pisco.
It's kind of like whiskey, but I can't remember. Maybe it's not potato. I know they grew a ton of potatoes there. I remember that. But I went to an actual bar, and I remembered I was going to order a drink that I had heard about. And I was like, I'll get this drink I'm about. It's a White Russian.
Yeah.
Because I had watched... Fucking the Big Lebowski. And I was just like, oh, what a cool guy, man. He's always sipping White Russians. Like, that's what I'm going to get. And I got it, and it was good. It's like a milkshake. It's like super sweet, you know.
That guy sold some White Russians, man. For sure.
I wonder how many people ordered a White Russian, though, in this random bar in Peru.
Yeah, not many, probably.
Probably not many.
But they knew it.
Probably weird. Yeah, they knew it. They fucking made it half and half and shit.
Yeah, and you're all, oh, gross.
Yeah, I was like, wait, that's what's
going on? With liquor?
Booze, all right.
It's going to be, it's going to do that in my stomach? Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, we had a guy come into the, when I was working at the Crown Bar, there was a guy that came in and he ordered a beer in half and half, which, like, yeah, that'll curdle. You know, like, with liquor, you can drink it.
Yeah, it's, you can, slower
process.
Yep.
But putting half and half or cream in, like, a, you know, that's like an Irish carbom. You got to chug it before it curdles.
What's his deal? What's this guy's deal?
He was just crazy. And like,
he was just like, this is how I roll.
Man, I let him in, you know?
Yeah.
Because he came walking up, and I was kind of thinking, like, damn, this dude's probably kind of, like, toasted. Homeless, or relatively, like, he looked kind of somewhat transient, but, like, not totally. I was having trouble figuring him out.
Oh, he's getting some food out of it. That's like food.
Yeah, I just couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure it out, and he came in, and he came to the door, and I was like, hey, man, how's it going? And he's like, good, how are you doing? And I was like, okay, shit. He's talking. He's making eye contact. Like, these are the few things I have to go off. Like, I'm not trying to fucking be judgmental because of, like, how someone's dressing.
Yeah.
You know, like, he had a weird stumble, but he's talking. Like, he's making eye contact. I was like, yeah, can I just check your ID before you go? And he goes, absolutely. Pulls out a wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Has an ID. Looks like him. He's definitely of age. Like, he had, like, a credit card. And I was like, okay, like, I'm not going to judge this dude. I got to make the call that he's, like, all right.
Yeah.
And so I let him in. And he goes and he sits down in the corner of the bar. Yeah, like, and he just kind of starts, like, mumbling to people and making people a little uncomfortable. And I was like, oh, shit, like, I fucked up.
Yeah.
And we're watching, and yeah, that's, he orders.
Funny, it's on
he
you.
Goes, he goes, can you do a beer and a half and half? And the bartender's like, what? And he's like, yeah, just beer and a half and half. He's like, well, I can't pour half and half in the beer. It'll get gross. Like, what's your plan? He's like, I just want a beer and a half and half. And he's like, okay. So the bartender pours him a pint of beer.
Yeah.
And he gives him, and like, a little bucket of half and half. Yeah. Just like a little glass of it. And the guy's, like, stoked on it, and he just, no, he just pours, like, half of the half and half into the beer, which immediately starts just kind of foaming. And I'm thinking, like, okay, like, chug it, dude. What do you, and he just starts sipping it.
Oh, he loves it.
Sipping, like, foamy.
Oh, he loves it.
And then he starts, like, talking, and I can tell the bartender's kind of pissed off, and like, all right, dude, like, you fucked up. Come clean this up. Like, get this dude out of here. So, like, fuck. So I had to go over and talk to him and be like, hey, it's like, we're going to head out. I don't know what's going on. And so he started trying to, like, voodoo hex, like, the people at the bar. And that's when it was just like, okay, like, we're starting to have, like, a little scene now. Like, let me help you. And then he's like, oh, I gotta get my backpack. And I was like, where'd you put your backpack? And then it turned into, like, little kid mode, which, like, I'm, you know, like, where is it? Like, and he's like, oh, I set it down. And I was like, I don't remember you having a backpack when you came. He's like, I had my backpack. And I was like, you didn't have a backpack. You can come back tomorrow and check. If we find your backpack, we'll hold it. But, like, you gotta head out.
Yeah.
And I had to, like, kind
of. It's like go time.
Yeah, it just sucked. It was awkward. And it was like, oh, man, I set myself up. Like, this is my bad.
Yep.
Now I gotta clean it up.
It's on you now.
It was just bizarre to just watch someone sip foamy half and half beer. Yeah, I just have no idea what his deal was.
That's a weird responsibility.
If you have that backpack story ready to go, though, too.
Every time.
Then you're a pro at getting
kicked out of bars.
Yeah.
Like, where's my backpack?
Like, as you know, like, yeah. If you
my backpack!
To stay.
Uh-huh.
Clinging on to the last, like, viable option.
Where's my backpack? I'm drinking half and half.
Oh, I'm a backpack. Where's my half and half?
Just getting some of that half and half. I'm putting in the beer, motherfucker. Where's my backpack?
Then, more half and half. More half and half. And a lot of, like, jazz fingers.
You know what I've seen before?
That's weird. Oh, that's no good.
I made a puppet off of the story, so it's kind of cool, because it turned into something real.
Yeah.
I mean, something real turned into something not real is what I really meant. So.
Same difference.
Yeah. The lady comes into PSP, which is a local pizza place. Oh, you know. it's right next to your place. Which is.
Oh, the.
The Grit City Grindhouse. Yeah. But now it's like a whole, it's a skate park, it's a lovemaking fest. Oh, wait, whoa. Somebody, wait, last drink. Grit City Grindhouse is not a lovemaking fest.
I mean, you know, yeah, we're pretty tolerant of different people.
We like to skate.
Yeah, that's it.
Believe it
at that.
That's all I meant.
Skateboards.
So I was at PSP, the lady comes in and she's like, I'm taking these volcanoes. She's a crazy, like, old lady.
Yeah. So all the Volcano magazines?
Volcano magazine, yeah, like the alternative paper. Uh-huh. And so she's grabbing them all. They're brand new. And she's grabbing the whole pile and, like, putting it in her shopping cart.
Yeah.
And the guy that works there, he's like, well, no, you know, you can't take those. Those are brand new. You can't take those.
Right, take one.
Like, yeah, well, they give them to her all the time. But oh, right, they but just the old, showed up. Like, yeah. the real thing just showed up. The
right,
back.
Right, know? The new.
Yeah, the new pile. And so he's like, no, you can't take those. And he's like, no, just go, you know, okay, no. And he gives them to her. I've seen him give them to her.
Yeah.
You know. Right. And so she's like, something bad's going to happen to you. Sooner than later.
Ugh.
Right? And then leaves. And I watch the whole thing. I make a puppet off this, all this. And then this whole dude's life just falls apart. Blink, blink,
blink. Shitty.
Yep.
That's awful, crazy. Man. The crazy transient people and have I saw power it. Over our lives.
Yeah, totally. You gotta be careful. Be careful. All I want to say is be careful out there. And Mai Tai's not too bad. Salties for life.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. We just gotta get our shit together and get on the Salties dinner party.
Dude, I'm into
this
it.
Plus like a cooked meal.
Yep. Oh, dude, all day. And this is around the corner from my house.
Well, and the other thing is I'm thinking it's around the corner from my house. I have a bigger kitchen. So we were talking, like, appetizers and entree over my place with, like, warm-up cocktails.
Oh, and then have a little skippity-doo-dah.
For, like, a dessert and, like, after-dinner cocktail.
Yeah, now we're talking business.
Neighborhood dinner party.
Invite me to that. I'll come to that.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
You're on the guest
list. I'll bring some shit, too.
Where was I?
It's a fucking naked people.
No, before that. Mm. Oh, it's gone. Salties, man. The Bermuda Triangle, dude. Of ideas and thoughts.
Salties. We got another slogan. We had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
We got drunk.
In a bar. In a house.
A real bar.
Yeah.
This is my favorite. We need to have the podcast here every week.
I know.
That's a new idea. Is there still pants off? I didn't look. Now I feel like I should look.
Yeah, you missed it.
That's alright.
Yeah, we can start doing this weekly, man.
Dude.
I'll talk to Sean. I think it's like $80 a week. First one's on us, but
dude,
now that we got you hooked.
Oh, I was like, damn, he's gonna pay us $80.
No,
that's
no.
Wait, that's just
you're renting Salty's time.
I thought that shit wrong. I had that shit backwards. Oh no, I can only do it the other way, sorry. It's like one of the things.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
You have to pay.
I can only afford to do it the other way.
I can only afford to have you give me money.
I'm not really into the other way. I don't have anything.
It's never worked out real well for me.
So that seems like it's the end. That's a wrap. Three drinks at Salty's. I'm good. We had a great time. We saw some naked people in a foggy window doing weird shit. We talked about a bunch of stuff.
Yes, we did.
Talked about a bunch of stuff.
Great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having us over.
Yeah. Thanks for coming over.
It's great.
Yeah. Handshake, dude.
Handshakes
all around. Thanks for
handshakes all around. And that was a great one. Candy Radio, dude. Field trips. That's what it's about.
That's right.
Do more field trips.
Stay alive. Boost magic, boost magic, boost magic.